Jason has spent the last few days in bed.
All right, I'm coming. Infernal machine. Tyson.
Ah, good morning, Father.
Oh, it's you.
How are we feeling this morning?
Much the same, thank you.
Not too bad, then.
Well, that seems to be a matter of opinion.
You up and dressed?
I was halfway into my trousers when you rang. It's an awful effort, you know. It's taken the strength right out of me.
Well, that's what comes of staying in bed. It weakens you.
I don't feel up to going out.
Oh, of course you do. It's a beautiful morning. Sun shining, blue sky.
Oh, there's a nasty nip in the air. The postman told me.
Well, he's wrong. It was almost like summer when I took the kids to school this morning.
Well, you're half my age, Peter. My blood is thinner than yours. And I haven't been well.
Now, I'm not going to do your shopping, Father. I told you so yesterday. It'll do you good to get out.
Well, I'd have to starve then. Because I'm not going out, and that's final.
Well, I can't shop for you. Not this morning.
Why not?
I'm going round to see Lynn. As you said yesterday, there's no point in allowing what is still a minor difference of opinion to escalate into a major rift.
Oh, it seems you do still listen to some of the things I say.
Yes, of course I do.
You'll have to tread carefully, of course. You know Lynn.
Oh, I don't think it'll be all that difficult. I'm taking her some roses. It was our wedding anniversary on the 20th, and it's become a sort of tradition. I always give her red roses. Father?
Yes?
About this shopping of yours?
Yes.
Well, if you really don't feel up to going out...
I'm afraid I don't, Peter, really.
Well, tell me what it is you want now, and I'll see what I can do.
I've made out a list.
One thing, though.
What?
I certainly haven't the time to go the length and breadth of Hampstead for you. What I will do is I'll go to the supermarket.
The supermarket?
Yes, they've got a wide selection of all sorts.
They haven't got linseed oil bread or my peach and glycerin soap.
Well, they'll have the next best thing.
I don't want the next best thing.
Well, in that case, I can't help you. I'm sorry, I've got more than enough things on my plate as it is. Now, do you want me to go to the supermarket or don't you?
No, I do not. Goodbye. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Oh, damnation, who can that be? Oh, just a moment.
Good morning, Mr. Tyson.
Oh, Mrs. Tandy, do come in.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've just heard that you haven't been well.
No, I haven't. Not at all well. No.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Well, I wondered if there was anything at all I could do for you.
But would he be too late? But would he be too late? He asked himself. End of para. End of page. Oh, God. Guess I'll never get to first base. You're coming, Claire.
Is it a bad moment?
Oh, not really, no. I've just written the worst page in the history of literature, but c'est la vie.
Well, Cliff's here.
Oh, yes, so I see. Hello, Cliff.
Morning, Mike.
He's got a couple of hours free this morning, and he wondered if it would be okay for him to paint those shelves.
Hey, you just say if it isn't.
You can work in the dining room if you want to.
Or what about down in our place? Shirley's over at the shop. There wouldn't be any interruption.
No, actually, folks, thanks all the same, but I think the best thing I can do is to take a brisk walk on the heath. Blow a few cobwebs away. Everything I've done this morning is a load of rubbish.
Well, I'm sure even Len Dayton has his off days.
Well, I'll get started then, shall I?
Yes, and I'll get out of your way.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Hey, I'll be finished by 12, Mike. All things being equal.
Sonia's still fast asleep in bed, if that's what you mean.
Well, yes. I didn't want to be personal, but it was a bit unnerving when I was putting these things up to have her lying on the bed in total silence. And I could feel her eyes kind of boring into my back.
Well, she doesn't usually surface till lunchtime, so I doubt if you'll be bothered today. Peter, I don't know what to say.
Oh, there's no need to say anything.
Deep, deep red. Thank you so much.
Lynn, you're welcome.
I'm afraid I haven't got anything for you. It all rather slipped my mind.
Oh, it's not important.
But it is. I feel awful. And how could I forget our anniversary?
Well, I did too.
But you've remembered now.
Oh, you would have too, I'm sure.
I wonder. You and Liz haven't exactly been my most favourite people lately, you know.
Well, we haven't been feeling all that kindly towards you either. Oh, it's stupid, isn't it? How did we ever let things get that far?
One thing leads to another, I suppose.
And suddenly, wham, bang, World War III?
Yes. I just care so desperately about Jeremy.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And I do want him to be happy.
And do you honestly think that he isn't? Hmm?
Well...
He looks well, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
He settled in well at Wycliffe's. And it's perfectly natural that sometimes he prefers being here with you and Matt and everybody than with us at home. It's because here he's the centre of attention, being the only child. But there are a host of disadvantages in being an only child, I know. May I make a suggestion, Lynn?
What?
When we broke up, we agreed, didn't we, that there'd be no tug of war over Jeremy. And, well, I think it's even more crucial now that that should still apply, now that he's old enough to understand. I mean, it's marvellous, isn't it, that at the moment he has two homes where he's happy, and we should try and keep it that way, simply by being reasonable. And I'm prepared to admit that, in that respect, Liz and I are not entirely blameless.
Me too. You know me. Once I get my teeth into something, it takes a hell of a lot to shake me loose. And you get stubborn.
The irresistible force and the immovable object.
Yes.
Anyway, the immovable object is prepared to give ground.
Hmm?
Jeremy can spend Christmas Day with you if that's what you want. Of course he can. He'll come round as soon as we've all finished opening our presents. How's that?
Boys gather at all. Boys have I got raw. Ara Kriegeir when my hen
are. Hello?
Oh, hello, Sonia. I didn't see you there.
I just come up. Heard you singing.
Oh, aye.
Well, she's it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Sounds funny.
Well, not to me.
Sing some more.
Oh, I'm painting.
Oh, come on.
Gavra when, ya win, work upon when, work upon when, as this when I come fun, when.
Oh, it's awful.
I'm glad you like it.
You got a nice voice, though.
Thank you.
They say all the Welsh can sing, don't they?
Oh, well, they haven't heard my father.
Do you think this nightie suits me?
Steams up my glasses.
You haven't got glasses. I wear a lot less at the club.
Yeah, well, that's a bit different.
You're not bad yourself. You know that. You've got a good body. You used to be a teacher, didn't you? PE.
I did, yeah.
That builds all your muscles, doesn't it? Why aren't you teaching now?
Oh, I gave it up, didn't I?
Why? It's better than painting shelves, isn't it?
Well, it's a matter of opinion. Anyway, I'm not just a painter, I'm a carpenter as well, and I carry bricks now and then, and I help Shirley over at the shop, and I work behind the bar of the wagoner.
Wow.
Hey, matter of fact, tonight I'm going to be in charge. What do you think of that? I've only been helping out there a couple of weeks, and already I'm standing in for the manager.
Oh, a man of many parts.
Well, that's more fun than being an all-rounder.
I don't fancy that Mr. Fitzroy.
Oh? I'll
go in there for fags sometimes. Talk about roving hands. But I bet if I said, come on then, how about it, he'd run a mile.
Yeah, could be. Anyhow, he's taking tonight off, and I promise if you come in, I won't lay a finger on you.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, God, it's a drag here. Like a coffee?
No, tar.
I'll get you one if you like.
I couldn't get on with this, all right?
I'll go and have a bath then. Fancy scrubbing my back, do you?
Thanks all the same.
See you then.
Bye.
Oh, Mamvach.
Tyson.
Oh, hello, Father. It's me again.
Oh, what do you want this time?
Well, I just wanted to say I've seen Lynn.
Yeah?
And everything went very well. Roses worked like a charm. Thought you'd like to know.
How far did you have to go by way of compromise?
Actually, I gave away nothing at all. Just agreed that Jeremy should spend Christmas Day there. And suggested that there should be more give and take on both sides.
And Lynn was satisfied with that?
Yep. Huh.
She must be going soft in the head. Or you're a better negotiator than I took you for.
Well, we're still good friends, and we both care about Jeremy's happiness. So, if we can go on playing it cool, there shouldn't be too many problems.
There's a very big if.
Well, perhaps. There's no harm in looking on the bright side. Now, incidentally, about your shopping.
Oh, what about it?
Well, I've still got about half an hour before I go to pick up the twins, so...
You're too late, Peter.
Eh?
I made other arrangements now. One is not without one's friends, you know. If you'll excuse me, there's the doorbell now. Goodbye. Coming, Mrs. Tandy. Oh, so, dear lady, mission accomplished. Do come in.
Do you mind? I must just get my breath back for a moment, Mr. Tyson. Just put that reaction.
Oh, not again.
Yes.
It really is too bad. They've been having trouble with it on and off for weeks.
Oh.
I shall complain to the agents. Those stairs are awfully steep.
Yes, aren't they? Mm.
Did you get everything?
Yes,
well, I think so. Well done.
Mm. Well, they'd sold out of your biscuits at Kindersley's, though.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, mind you, the place is not as well managed as it was.
No, well, I searched round a bit, and finally I did find some at the supermarket.
Did you?
Yes, but unfortunately...
Yeah?
As I was coming up that last flight of stairs, I bumped the basket against the wall, and I'm afraid some of the eggs, which were on the top, of course, may have broken and seeped through onto the biscuits. It's made an impromptu sort of trifle, I'm afraid. So clumsy of me, Mr. Tyson. I'm most awfully sorry.
I've been looking for you.
Oh, yes.
Or Claire. No sign of either of you. Where you been?
Well, I've been on the heath. I don't know where Claire is. Why, what's the matter?
You can't fool me, you know, sitting there like butter wouldn't melt in your mouth.
Mind those shelves, Sonia, they're wet.
I know they're wet. You think you're very clever, don't you?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this letter.
But I'm sorry, I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's from Tony's solicitors, saying the divorce is off. Oh, don't pretend you don't know anything about it. You're all in it together, aren't you?
Well, we knew the letter was going to be sent, yes.
Yes, and I know why it's been sent and all.
Oh, and why is that?
Because Tone's had a chat with his solicitors, and they've told him that I'll very likely get a settlement and half the flat and Adam into the bargain. So he's got cold feet, hasn't he? And I notice you're not denying that either.
Now, look. Tony's been advised of the possibility of your getting custody
yes.
of Adam. Now, the money side is relatively unimportant.
Is it?
And since he thinks you're not the ideal person to bring up the child, he's decided not to take the risk.
He's running scared.
He's trying to behave responsibly towards Adam. That's all.
Well, what makes him think I can't look after Adam?
Oh,
okay. So I didn't do so well last time. But if I get a settlement, I can afford some help, can't I? And I'll have my job as well. I dare say I'll make a bloody good mother. Look, let's put it this way. Either he comes back to me and the marriage is on, or he doesn't and it's off. And if he's not going to sue me for divorce, well, I'll sue him.